So you mentioned the Heracles study with lapatinib, trastuzumab. Alan, what other targeted therapies have been used? I see in our survey, we saw a lot of trastuzumab, pertuzumab. Where did that come from?
So that came from the company trying to promote it. Now that trastuzumab there's a biosimilar. So there is data on a combination with a response rate less than what Tony just described, trastuzumab and pertuzumab. I think much more interesting in my mind are the antibody drug conjugates. So for example, you got TDM1, which has modest activity. It's actually a very interesting molecule. This is an SN38 irinotecan knockoff.
There's another in breast, there's a new antibody drug conjugate. Is that it?
I think edruxumab or something like that.
But yeah, that's the, it's the, yeah, they call it the new TDM1. Yeah,
they're looking at it in a number of different malignancies.
Well, just to backtrack, how many patients have been reported in the literature who got TDM1?
Probably a dozen, a couple dozen, I guess.
Same thing with pertuzumab, trastuzumab. There's not that many, but it looks like they saw some responses.
I think so. I think it needs to be studied. You know, as with any case report, you're cherry picking the cases, so we need to really study it.
Although, yes, I thought it was interesting that so many people used the trastuzumab, pertuzumab, and that they saw those data, because in breast, that doesn't work.
Correct. I think in colon cancer it works. The reported cases undoubtedly don't reflect the full number of cases of patients who've received it.
Yeah, and I don't think they're as durable as when you actually target the TKI.
Well, so what about chemo and trastuzumab or chemo anti-HER, because that's the way you go in gastric and breast. Do we know that in colon?
The answer is we do not. And I think the other thing we need to really remember is I think the immune modulators have also been developed without chemotherapy. And I think that that's probably a mistake as well. I think the idea has been that chemotherapy would abrogate the effect of the immune therapies, and I don't think that's necessarily true.
Yeah, of course, lung cancer is standard of care.
So just now, they're starting to move chemotherapy into the mix with the checkpoint inhibitors.
It's really interesting how different, you know, sort of tumor silos do their research. Like, one of the things that's really weird is how the PARP inhibitors are studied in breast and ovarian cancer. In ovarian, they use chemo, platinum first, then PARP maintenance. Breast, they don't do that at all.
Right.
And in HER2, the three tumors is like they're three different strategies. What about line of therapy in this survey, Alan? The investigators were split between using targeted therapy second or third line. Any comments about that?
Well, again, I think it depends on what the targeted therapy is and the nature of the patient. I still believe that most of our heavy lifting is done by chemotherapy. And I think the issue is certainly with, let's say, HER2, where it's really not known how likely you are to get benefit, I think you want to make sure you've done your best with chemotherapy. Because after all, patients on conventional non-targeted therapies live 30 months on average. So I do think we can't sell chemotherapy short.
So, Tony, what fraction of patients with metastatic disease are, quote, HER2 positive?
Amplified.
Excuse me?
Amplified, yeah.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it's a sort of a breast type of model. So amplification being primary, but you can also use IHC.
Yes.
So it's
sort of the breast. You can use IHC. You know, we rely more and more now on ERBB2 amplification, level of amplification.
Certainly,
but both, yes, overexpression and amplification.
What fraction of patients are HER2 positive?
So about 3 to 4%, depending what literature you're looking at, up to 5% max, but I think it's probably closer to 3 to 4%.
And Alan, do you think that should be, we talked in the beginning about the initial workup, do you think HER2 should be included?
I think until there's an ability to use the agents in patients as part of a standard regimen, I don't think we would move it up front. Now, I think it's likely, based on the data, that the NCCN guidelines will add anti-HER2 therapy as an option for colorectal cancer coming up soon. The data.
You mean first line?
I think not first line. I think subsequent line is my guess. Because I think the data. Yeah. I think the data supports
it. It's compelling.
And the data supports it. The data's come in drips and drabs, but now, so once you have something to do with that result, I think HER2 testing would be appropriate early on in these patients.